This is Jess and Ducko.
We know the tragic and horrific incident that occurred at the Westfield in Bondi happened on Saturday. We've been covering it briefly throughout the morning, but yeah, I think we're still just coming to terms with it all.
I agree, and I think one of the biggest things, especially on the sentiment I'm reading online, is this random attack from this evil, evil person has just created this ripple effect of fear in our community.
Yeah.
A shopping centre.
Public common.
I shouldn't have to say, should be a safe place, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Everywhere we go should be a safe place. And it's now Monday morning. You think, how do you live your life thinking that there's someone like that walking around? Thankfully, from the actions of Inspector Amy Scott, this particular individual isn't walking around.
Hmm.
But we go to Sandy Ray now. She is a practicing psychologist. She works a lot with Channel 9 and she joins the program this morning. Sandy, hello and thank you for your time.
Good morning. My pleasure.
Sandy, I guess the first question is that, how the hell do you walk around today not looking at every person you don't know thinking, could it happen again?
Not live in fear.
Look, I think it's really important to try and de-escalate this whole idea of fear and could it happen again, et cetera, et cetera. I think two of the words that we need to really understand is what's probable and what's possible. Every time we get into a car, is it likely we're going to have a car crash? Every day people die on the roads. Is it likely the way we drive, the way we get to work, etc., it's going to happen? Or is it possible? So it's possible, but not probable. We know, you know, and I certainly understand the fear that people are experiencing, no doubt. But is it likely this is going to be a normal part of our lives? And I think very clearly the answer is no. It's not going to be a normal part of our lives. You know, are car crashes a normal part of our family life? No, they may happen, but it's not a normal part. So I think we really need to get a lid on trying to de-escalate the fear, the anxiety. Sure, our vigilance and our diligence has increased. And, you know, that's the very reason why, you know, airports have security systems now. We increase our diligence and our vigilance of those around us. But we go, you know what, the humans are vulnerable, humans are sick, humans are ill, things happen. And so what we really need to be talking about is, you know, there are so many good people, accidents happen, pain happens to all of us. You know, we all get hurt in various ways. You know, when we are in relationships and someone hurts us deeply, does that stop us from having and seeking out future relationships? So what we want to do is say there are good people, there are great instances of support and love and care in our community, which is really what shone, not only the pain and grief and suffering that people are experiencing, but what also shone was the love and the support and the deep compassion that so many people show to each of us.
Right.
And I think that this is a better narrative than focusing on the fear.
Just because it did happen doesn't mean that it will happen again, Sandy.
Correct, exactly.
And we have obviously a lot of families listening to our show, a lot of mums and dads. There'd be a lot of kids maybe confused, not fully understanding. Do you have any sort of advice for our listeners who do have those kids asking questions about maybe what they can do if they are feeling traumatised by it or how they can answer these sort of questions?
Absolutely. And I think the very first thing is be very clear, the right language for the right age. So how you talk, you know, a five-year-old might ask lots of questions, but don't presume, just because they're asking the questions, that they have the emotional repertoire to deal with the answers. So keep the language very clear, very simple, you know, for under 10s, different language, of course, for teenagers. So, you know, what the narrative should be, you're very safe with us. Things happen. There are sick people in this world. We know that. We can't always control and navigate sick people, but we do our best to manage them. So, you know, again, going back to that possible and probable narrative, I think is a really important conversation. And then, you know, guarding them about you are safe in our house. You know, again, we're with you. You're in your family. You're in a safe environment. It's not likely this is going to happen. But it's a teachable moment. You know, if children want to do something, they could, you know, plan a poem. They could get some pictures and draw a picture of what they're feeling. So they're the sorts of things, but don't demand children to talk about it. That's the other really important one. Only broach the topic if the child is showing interest. People are under this fallacy, we all need to talk about everything. No, we don't. sometimes we just need to have an inner peace and a dialogue with ourselves. And that's the way that some people manage, you know, difficult conversations or difficult thoughts.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's great advice. I mean, I felt like I couldn't escape it yesterday. It was all over socials. Yeah, it was all over TV. Yeah. But you're right, Sandy. Yeah. We can remove that from the forefront of our children, particularly.
Look to see the light and the positive in it. I like that.
Exactly.
It happened, doesn't mean it will
really happen. And really guard the amount of time they're watching it. So don't especially for under 10s, turn off the TV.
The rolling
coverage. Wait till they go into bed before you start watching it again. Because the research is clear. We know that, you know, our children can vicariously, so they, through watching repeated episodes of trauma, that they can acquire some of those traumatic responses, bedwetting, nail biting, school refusal. So we need to be very diligent about safeguarding children from being saturated with the media.
Yeah. Well, leading psychologist Sandy Ray works for Channel 9 as well. You've been fantastic. Thanks so much for coming on and shedding some light on that. Appreciate
it. Good to speak to you.
That was the Jess and Ducko podcast. This is it. Win free McCafe coffee for a year on the My Maccas app. See website for full T&Cs.